KGMI on Health.
Some recent fossil finds in Ethiopia are giving scientists some new insights into how early humans survived. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The fossilized animal bones, chipped stones, and fragments of ostrich egg have given paleoanthropologists a snapshot of life in Ethiopia 74,000 years ago, when an erupting volcano blocked out the sun. Instead of fleeing to better climes, these hunter-gatherers survived by switching from hunting to fishing as the land mammals that had dominated their diet died out. That ability to adapt may have helped later generations as the human race gradually migrated to new continents. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
I believe it's a famous phrase of survivalist and TV show host Bear Grylls. I believe the quote is improvise, adapt, overcome. And well, that's so true in relation to this new study.
You know, Deanna, when I worked at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, I worked with a gentleman from Ethiopia, Johannes. He was a good friend of mine. We would often talk about the long history of that country, and it turns out it goes all the way back to the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. This is such interesting stuff. This kind of stuff is a reminder, you know, that we all kind of came from that part of East Africa. You know, working together as brothers under the sun is the best way to move forward. Yeah, work together.
Absolutely.
Fascinating stuff. We learn more and more about the origins of the human species every day.
Yeah.
So, cool stuff.
And it's just proof as well that adaptation to our climates and whatever natural disasters may come our way, that's a human nature thing. That genuinely is in human nature. That's the only reason we're still alive at this point, right?
100%.
There we go. And going from the past in terms of health to the present, some new research out of India could carry a warning for pregnant women across our ever-warming planet. Vicky Barker from CBS also with that story.
Researchers have long known this.
Heat exposure poses a real threat to the health of pregnant women and their unborn children through complications like premature birth, low birth weight, miscarriage, and stillbirth.
Rachel Huxley of the Wellcome Trust. But the new research from India gives the most detailed data yet. Working in extreme heat can double those risks, far higher than previously thought. And with our world warming, that warning should be reaching more women in temperate regions now, too. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
For women who are pregnant, or anybody who's pregnant, really, any sort of little tiny blip can really make an impact on the health of your soon-to-be newborn child, it seems. Whether it regards temperature, the stuff you put in your body, or there's so many factors involved to making sure your newborn comes out alive and well, right?
You know, Deanna, when I worked at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, I worked with a lot of nurses that actually worked basically until they went into labor, but even they had to take it easy towards the end there, you know, no heavy lifting. Of course, working at a hospital, you're right around the corner from labor and delivery, so you can just wheel them over if need be. But even the hardy women of East Boston and Dorchester, they had to take it easy towards the end of their pregnancy. So a reminder out there in those hot, hot months, take it easy, you know. It's going to get hotter and hotter as we move forward, it seems.
That's true. And clearly, it's not going to have a lasting, it might have a lasting impact on your unborn child as well, clearly, whether it's extreme heat or extreme cold. I mean, I've worked with women who have worked in freezers, in freezer packing plants, cheese packing plants, things like that. Again, the temperature does play a role into this.
Indeed. This segment was not sponsored by Massachusetts General Hospital, by the way. But if you ever are visiting Boston, it's good to know it's there, right?
Thank you for that clarification. We'll get to sports in just a moment.